Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in today. Glad you're hanging out with us for nothing else other than you could actually hear about something that's going on right here in St. Louis. Joining me is Scott Yenner. He's with the Heritage Foundation. Scott, welcome to 97.1 FM Talk.
Good day, Brad. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. And I wanted to reach out to you because news broke earlier this week about Washington University School of Medicine. That's WashU is a big deal right here in St. Louis. And there's accusations that the institution is attempting to evade accountability by relocating its DEI office to other areas, trying to hide its DEI office. Tell us at this point, what do you know about what's going on at WashU in St. Louis?
Yeah, what I saw was that American First Legal has broken the story that Washington St. Louis has moved its DEI office from the first floor where everyone could see it to a restricted floor on the 12th floor, but so where no one can see it. And thinking thereby that they have solved the problem by hiding the football. The difficulty here is that the Trump administration isn't concerned about visibility. It's concerned about what the actual policies and personnel of universities are doing. So the attempt to evade accountability by moving the floor of the DEI office, while clever and something I've never seen before, doesn't really answer the question. So Washington University is going to be on the hook still for all of the violations that they may have made on DEI policies.
And if we put this in context, Scott, if we look at what has happened even at the Supreme Court level a couple of years ago, where Harvard University's DEI enrollment policies were challenged, and those were found to be unconstitutional because of the preferences that were made. We saw President Trump taking on Harvard and other universities for DEI. Is this an extension of the Trump administration's perspective here that, and to quote Supreme Court Justice Roberts, that if you want to stop discriminating on the basis of race, you simply stop discriminating on the basis of race?
Yeah, I mean, the problem in medical schools is multifaceted. So the first one is the one you're highlighting, Brad, which is who gets into medical school? And the Supreme Court has weighed in on who gets into medical school and said that this needs to be a colorblind process. And for private universities like Washington U, you know, the data isn't available publicly, so you have to actually sue them. So then the second thing is, well, what is the administration of the school? Does it look like it bends in the direction of changing admissions? When you look at the significant dedication of personnel that they have made to diversity and what they call the pipeline problem in medical school, you know that they're doing something when it comes to this. They have more than 10 people, it looks like, in the medical school working on diversity issues. And then the third, and actually the most troubling part, is the extent to which these diversity issues end up corrupting the curriculum in medical school. So instead of, or in the place of, doing, you know, your normal, you know, biology classes and your rotations, they end up picking lots of training in racial disparities in healthcare, as if it's the doctor's job to fix that. And that's the most insidious long-term threat to the medical industry. And the Trump administration is trying to stop it on all of these factors. If you are making racial disparities the point of your policy, that policy needs to go out. So it's not exactly, I think it's not exactly the Supreme Court's decision only in admissions, but it's actually the spirit that is embodied in that Supreme Court decision that the Trump administration is using to pursue cases against many medical schools and many universities around the country.
We're talking to Scott Yenner with the Heritage Foundation. And Scott, in case someone isn't as well-versed in discussing DEI, like people who read this every day or study this every day like you do, and me to some extent, how would you explain, just in a common layman's terms, what's the problem with DEI? Because on its face, it sounds very altruistic, that we're trying to give people a hand up here when it comes to helping folks get into universities, get into medical schools, advance in medical schools. But what's the insidious problem with DEI?
Yeah, I mean, the fundamental thing about DEI is that it traces all disparities between the races or the sexes to discrimination, and then tries to go about changing the environment in order to eliminate those disparities. So here's what I mean. So if you take normal tests to get into medical school, you know, there's not going to be as many blacks who get the scores to enter medical school. So what they end up doing is having different standards for blacks and whites and Asians, so that they can get equal numbers, that is, the numbers in proportion as they are to the population, into the school. So they have to change the environment, change the standards, in order to eliminate the discrimination. Now, take that example, the admissions example, and multiply it by everything in human experience, and that's the diversity regime. So if things are true, like if blacks have a life expectancy that's a few years less than whites, and whites have a life expectancy that's a few years less than Asians, well, that's a disparity that now has to be fixed somehow by reallocating society's resources to fix it. Instead of just saying these disparities are the result of people's different choices and natures, we say that they're all the result of discrimination, and therefore transform society into to eliminate that discrimination.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of the things that I see during my day job, Scott, as an attorney, is people who equate equal opportunity with equal outcome. And they think that those two things are the same. the idea being that if someone has the equal opportunity to go to college, then that must mean that the outcome has to be the same, which is that everyone has to make the same amount of money, everyone has to have the same size house, everyone has to drive the same type of car. Does that get into a little bit about what you're talking about here when it comes to the fundamental problem with DEI?
Yeah, I mean, when equality of results or the elimination of racial disparities is a goal of our policy, like, it just requires us to forget about excellence and standards. Mm. It's just a fact that groups of people end up with different outcomes. I mean, among whites, I mean, I like to point this out that, you know, Germans and people of Polish extraction, people of German extraction, we're going to go right to St. Louis stuff, right? German extraction and Polish extraction. They have different outcomes. They actually have different life expectancies. Germans live a little longer. They have different wealth outcomes. Germans end up being a little wealthier. And even though they've been in the same milieu in the same country for 100 years plus, they end up being different outcomes. So we should expect people of different ethnic extractions and other things to have somewhat different outcomes. And, you know, the attempt to eliminate it is just a tyrannical exercise of state power, because they're trying to re-engineer nature, whereas there's and culture, I should say, nature and culture. And whereas I think we can kind of celebrate the differences between people and be all right with the fact that there's going to be different outcomes. That's what a free society does.
Yeah, the other problem that I have with this whole idea of DEI is that if you're discriminating in favor of one group, then by definition, you're discriminating against another group. So it's not as if that the goal of DEI is equality. The goal of DEI is prolonged discrimination, just changing who is being discriminated against. But let's turn to this, because where do you see this particular investigation going? I know there have been some complaints filed with the federal government in terms of what Washington U is doing. Where do you see this going from here?
Yeah, I mean, I have this secret theory that the reason the Democrats want to shut down the government is that they're shutting down all of these Office of Civil Rights investigations against their institutions, like higher ed institutions. And until the Office of Civil Rights, OCR, as it's called in the business, is fully staffed to actually take on all of these things, the strategy has been to go after some very high-profile violators, to get settlements from them, to make them change their policies. I don't know where Washington U falls in the pecking order of these prestigious institutions. I know it's a very highly ranked and highly regarded, or has been a highly regarded, medical school. But I don't know where they are on the pecking order as far as taking them on. The way that the Trump administration has generally done that is they've picked out those with the biggest endowments, and because their fines will be significant under those circumstances. So I expect that its day will come, but it may be later rather than sooner, based on where it is in the pecking order.
Understood. Scott Yenner from the Heritage Foundation. If folks want to follow you online, how can they do that?
Yeah, I Twitter. I guess I have a Twitter account at Scott Yenner, Y-E-N-O-R. Always happy to get new followers, I guess.
Very good. Well, I like reading your stuff that I see at the Daily Signal as well. So thank you very much for joining us this afternoon on the Mark Reardon Show. I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Scott. I just want to end this segment with this idea. And if you go look at the Declaration of Independence, it's pretty much available online or in any dictionary a lot of times. But if you look at the preamble, it's not complicated. We've all heard these words, that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. When you look at the DEI problems, it's encapsulated in that preamble, because we are created equal, but we're not guaranteed equal outcome. And in the event there is an unequal outcome, it's not necessarily from the position of discrimination. I grew up in a small coal mining town. My high school guidance counselor told me to join the army or go to the coal mines. I said neither of those really worked for me. And so I left and pursued a career. Does that mean that the people in my hometown were discriminated against? Not at all. It just means that we chose different paths. And when you go back to the Declaration of Independence, that we do have certain unalienable rights. Among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but there's no guarantee of the achievement of happiness. And when you look at the left today, when we're guaranteed that among those unalienable rights is the right to life, most on the left today ignore that part of the Declaration of Independence. So, as I mentioned to Scott, anytime you talk about DEI, you're talking about not elimination of discrimination, but simply changing whom you are discriminating against. And to me, I'm in favor of elimination of all discrimination, not just discrimination against a certain group of people because of what ancestors may have done 200 years ago. Brad Young sitting in for Mark Rearn today. We've got more coming up. I've got another segment. I've got a big stack of stuff here. You're going to want to stick around to St. Louis Conservative, 97.1 FM Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.